We were just in Chosam Ches, just actually one more. We're at the, we did Ches, so I just want to go over like the last half for a second. About Pasal B'Kislin, it says that he achal u'besach ha'suda shlo machmas ha'suda turin bracha v'fneim lo acharein, right? So the thing with Pasal B'Kislin is that if it's not covered by pas, so therefore you have to, we'll see, we'll find inside, we'll get into this more, but it's an extra vizayas. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's, the Achronim explained that if it's Vare Pasal B'Kislin only, meaning Pasal B'Kislin is a suffix, the three different things, but if it's, it fulfills all three shitas, that it's filled and it's kneaded with sugar and it's crunchy, so then, or harder, than you make, you would make a mezonos on it during the Suda, because then it's definitely Pasal B'Kislin. Other things also which are not pas, like we had the niblis and these things or whatever, that are that also they're vare mezonos, they're not considered pas. Also, you would make a bracha on them during the for dessert. Fine. I mean, we saw the end of it for our kikin dakim and whatever. We saw the rest through on to test pas gomor or filu pachas mikazayis. If it's a real pas, even if it's less than the kazayis, bevarach lav hamaitzi. But the achra veinu bevarach. But you wouldn't make a birchas hamazon klum kol shlo achal kazayis. You need at least the kazayis to make a birchas hamazon. even like a mashu, like a, you know, breadcrumbs, right? If you want to get a finger of breadcrumbs, also you would have to make wash and make hamaitzi. Chavitza dahainu pirui lechem shenizbakim yachad ayadei marak. You stuck it together with soup kleidach, basically in this vashel. If you cook them yesh in yesh behem kezayis. If the pieces have a kazayis to them, so for example, you have big pieces. Now, obviously, if you have pieces and like chalakogel and they fall apart, then that doesn't have torah lechem. And when you soak it, but it has to be that it's, let's say you use big pieces of matzah to do it, something like that, and the thing still has v'she'emel torah lechem v'arachamaitzi v'arachasamaz, because it's not bottle the shame. The shame of bread, shame of pas. If the pieces are smaller than a kazayis, I will be shenira sheish bo torah lechem. Even if you could tell it was bread, ainu varach eleberim mezonos varach achas bein shalosh, that then you only have to make mezonos and alamichya. For instance, matzah bray, you could tell that they were pieces of matzah, but if you break them into little pieces, and it's less than a kazayis per piece. So then you would make mezonos on it. Even ainu mavushel. And also, it's not bishul. Matzah bray to me is a separate thing. It's talking you cooked it or you fried it or something like that. Ela shehu mechubray, they dvash umarach. You just made like a matzah ball or something. In yesh b'prusas kazayis evarach alav hamotzi. If the pieces are kazayis, again hamotzi. Feel ein l'torah lechem. Even if you made something totally different. Im ein behem kazayis. If the pieces don't have a kazayis, in yesh behem torah lechem. So now it makes a difference. If it has it still looks like a piece of like a bread, the Hainu Shu Nikr V'Yadua Shu Lechem. You can tell it was bread. You make Hamoitzi and Birchas Hamozon. You aim behem Torah Lechem. If you broke it up and but it doesn't look like bread anymore, V'Varach Merim Mezonos V'Achachas V'Inshalom Shem Einam Lo Mavushal Lo Mechuba, right? So talking about the case, you've stuck everything together, it doesn't, like a matzah ball, but you could tell there's, let's say there's bread pieces or something in it, I don't know, or matzah pieces, but that's, if it doesn't look Torah lechem, it's a ball, so then you'd make mezonos on it. It's just crumbs, dak, avavisha aimbo kazayis, lo Torah lechem, mevarachal hamaitzi, rechasamazah, because you didn't change the form, you weren't mevatel the shame of pas to it. I in the command so cuz pedal come shir achil var khala bi khasamal zan that you'll see over there. Okay, you know if yesh mi shoyme di piruim shnoisim b'mayim, if you have like bug crumbs, matzah meal, whatever, you put into water, mayim is labne machas hapiruim, and the water becomes white. Azay terisa. That here he broke it up into, if you broke bread up into pieces, right? We said that, you know, if it's less than a kazayis. Less than the kazayis, you still make a motzi if you didn't do anything to it. But let's say you didn't cook it, you didn't change form, you stuck it in water, and the water becomes white, meaning it starts dissolving, then some say it's not called Teresa de Nahama, it's not called bread. Pirush ki'ilu amar to'arisa, kilomar to'ar lechem, that looks like bread. The Nahama. Ve'eim evarach aleha el barevim, and the zonos evarach ha'achas ve'in shalosh. So if your person would stick, bread in soup, a small piece of bread in soup, and the soup and the pchala and the thing and the challah is mitparek, and it turns the soup cloudy, so then you would just make a mezonos on that challah. Maybe it's a piece less than the kazayis. Yesh misha omer yibayz. Yesh misha omer she pas hashori biyayin adom. If you soaked it in wine, ainu mavarich lebe mezonos. That is mevatel it. Rachas min shalosh. And nivash ainu dvarim amurim ela bepiruim. We said before in Yud Aleph that if you soaked it in, you put it into water and the water becomes white, so that's enough to call it the Einbo Torah Lechem. But if you put it into wine, even you can't tell if it turns white or not. Some say just putting it into wine is enough to go ahead. As I said, since the bread becomes red, it's not bread anymore. I guess who didn't, if you put it into, like, they talk about coffee, things like that, if it's, also, if you put some, whatever, bread, whatever you want to put in, anyway, biscuits are mazonis, but if you put bread, for some reason you did bread and coffee, or whatever it is, then once it turns brown, it loses its shame pass. You get well, if you'll double should be the lasso, delicious akemach, b'mayim, ava. So now there's a halacha by in chala, in hilchos chala, that if it's a bachokis v'shonim, that if you have, it's a mishnah, that if you have something which is lechem, and what's called sofa lechem, sofa sufganim. Now sufganim means that boiled water or oil. What chala is, the chi of chala is nikva, that it has to be tchilaso lechem, I don't remember that term, that it's a dough and then it's baked. If you're missing a couple of them, let's say the first, let's say it's not a thick dough, it's a thin dough, it's called tchilaso sufganim, then it's a batter, and it's sofu sufganim, and then you fry up that batter, then that doesn't have a chiyuv challah. If you start mixing things up, Reino Tam holds that anytime it's a dough, then it's always chayv mechala, and we're going to see he also applies that to brachos. Other pishitas hold that you don't compare the two, and let's see. If you're dover shibli also, right. But I'm saying that even without that, if you don't make a proper dough with it, you make a huge thing of cake batter, it's not going to, right. Well, you bake it, it might have chayv, but that's something else. Okay. In bishla o tigna, if it's bilaso ava, and you bishla o tigna, Hanukkah is coming, you make a donut. Eim evarach alav ha-maitzi, if yilu sheish alav terisa de nahama, because it's sofus of ganin, and that's not, it's only if you bake it. V'yafil nischayva b'chala, even if you want to say that it's a chayv b'chala according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the shitas over there, that the Bishavur brings that you had das to go ahead and make it some sort of bread, even to cook it. Bishaito also could be chayv mechala. Birchas Hamayitzi ain't a holich ella achar shasafia. It's not kosher the hilchos chala. Yish cholkim as the Rabbeinu Tam. Ve'omrim the kol shetchilas isa ava. Afi richacha achar kach b'mayim v'asa sufganim. Birch isa shelushua v'asu kemin svog. That the Reino Tam holds, the Reino Tam over there also holds this. He says it's the same thing anywhere. Then and the chiyuv chala is also koveya the chiyuv of hamoitzi. And the Rama says we know glahokel, but a little bit later he says in the chachila. We'll see. But yari shemayim yotzi de shnehem yelo yochal elo yedei shivarach alechem acher tchila. That you should eat it toch a suda, because since it's a machlok, it's a machlok, you should eat it toch a suda. It comes with a shayla about donuts. So it does come into a shayla, because the thing is that, okay, we're going to see about what's the whole thing about being tigun. We're going to see in a second. Let's see the Raman, and we'll talk about it a bit more. It looks like bread. Question is, is a donut look like bread? I don't know. It looks like a donut. You know, it doesn't. It doesn't look like, everyone knows what a donut is, but it doesn't look like a roll or anything like that. Kind of look alike. That's why I'm not specific about that, whether that's called Torah Lechem or not, because it's a round thing. Is it look like bread? Maybe. It could be it is. I'm bringing up the issue. But is it less bay Torah Lechem? You own Lakshin, Shikorim Rumzlach, right? They have, we have, noodles, right? Noodles is extruded dough, and you boil it, right? So any sort of dough that when you boil does not look like bread, right? There used to be wurmslach that look like worms. that's the word in the vermicelli. That's where the word comes from, because they used to take a basket or something and stuff dough through to the holes, and it would turn into long strings, and then they would boil it, so it turns into, it doesn't look like it look bread. The kolayama aim of archa aleim hamaytzi. That's not bread. Ava pashtida, even if it was tchloso ava. Ava pashtida for kreplach. You have some sort of big knish or kreplach. Mikri torah lechem. That is called torah lechem. The pashas donuts will be called torah lechem if these are called torah lechem. Looks like a bread. Ve'ein la'acham elim kein birich al shara pas tchila. And according to the second day, you shouldn't eat them unless you go ahead and wash beforehand, because they have Torah Lechem, and if they are below so av, it's better not, even though go to Hakel, but the Ramah says it's better to try to do it the second, let's say Shemaim. Chol zeh lomayra ela be'isa she'ein ba shemen u'dvash. That's if the dough doesn't have shemen u'dvash, ki yotzebo, ela shebetugim behem, it's just fried up in them. Aval im nilush behem, but if you go ahead and you knead it in, the kfar nizvah didn't need to pass up a kisnin, that's pass up a kisnin already. Now the Taz and other achronim hold that if you go ahead and you fry something up in honey or oil, and then that makes it into pass up a kisnin. Even if you didn't need it, it makes it into pass up a kisnin. Mishibura qualifies that it has to be that the whole dough is become sweet, like the whole thing, just like we said, like according to the Ramah, it has to be sweet enough that it's that it's rove, that's it's a piece of oil. Now the question with jelly donuts, I don't know. Some of them are very oily, and they take you taste it like it tastes like a piece of oil. Some don't. It's a fear inyan. I mean, the minig here is to make mezonos on it. It could be. There's also a sheet of the like the mezonos rolls they have here. Like you get these little sweet rolls that says mezonos on it. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that it is, because Rav Shlomo Zalman held shita that the person's since it's not made, it depends on the person's das when they make the dough. If it's something which is not made for to be eaten as a bread, just as a snack, he holds that is mezonos. Like, for instance, pita chips or bagel chips, Rav Shlomo Zalman held that those are mezonos. Because when they make them, not if you make your own, but if they make them in the factory, the point is that they're going to go ahead and for a snack. Now, obviously, if it's something which is left over in the factory and they bake it up like they do lately, they have suddenly they give you a bag of pretzel crumbs and they throw some seasoning on it and they say, oh, look, it's a snack. That could be Cheshbon, but Rav Shlomo Zalman held that that's so too. He held the mezonos rolls that the kids ate. Now it's less common that the kids just ate, whatever. He held that was minig, and he held that's mezonos, because that was the point of it, was for a snack. So too, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, so donuts also, jelly donuts also would be considered, how you make mezonos on that, because that's the point. You don't not eating not to be kovei suda on sufganiyot. However, there is what's done, whether, depends on the sufganiya, depends on much oil, how oily the dough is inside. I don't know. It's just that there is a shiloh about it. Yudal chalut. Pirish kamin pas chalutid also baroyskin. If you go ahead and you, If you go ahead and you, like a bagel, you go ahead and stick the dough in the boiling water, and then you bake it, it's called pas gamor. Who? Mavarach alav hamoitzi. Hagavachain dover shibilosa raka, shafal batoner below mashke adino kapas. If you take something which is bilosa raka, you have a very thin dough, a batter, and you bake it, then it's called pas. Mavarach alav hamoitzi. If you take a pancake without any sugar or anything like that, and you would bake it in a pan without Teflon pan without water, then that could be considered hamoitzi. And we put sugar in and all these things or whatever. It's,
Teflon pan is coated, is a metal coating with plastic.
Right.
You can't bake on plastic.
But there's no water. If there's no liquid, then it's good. Point is, if there's liquid or not. Our Shulchan holds if you put a little bit of liquid in, or a little bit of, he holds that makes it into a shayla. But without any liquid at all, it's just like in the frying pan. It's like
liquid.
Baking.
Pancake has liquid.
That's the point. It's bilas araka. That's a batter. And alpha pekin, you can get to hamoitzi shalosh brachos if you bake it. V'chevi afo be'ilfis, that's the case here, below mashke, it would be considered hamoitzi. Okay, but pancakes, you put sugar, you put eggs, and it's a different type of thing. If you just did flour and water, and it's very thin, and you go ahead and you put it in a pan, and that would be hamoitzi. Mashke, shemoishkin boy, be'ilfis, if you rub a bit of oil in the ilfis, shalo yisarif ha'isa, lo mikri mashke. But if you put a little bit more in, then that would go ahead and that would make it into a mashke. That doesn't have to be deep fried, because that would be something that was bishul. This is, if you put a little bit of oil, enough oil that it's, that it's more than just like spraying pan or something like that, then that would be a mashke, that would make it into mazonos. Aval davar shebilos haraka v'togdoi b'mashke, l'kol yama lav lechem hu. Right? Anything that, and you go ahead and you fry it up is not lechem. The question is, how much oil are we talking about? The Ramah's mashma that, you know, if you spray Pam, it doesn't mean anything, but if you have a little pool of oil, then that already will change the bracha. Truknin the hainu sh'oisin guma bakira, v'noisin ba kemach, v'mayim, v'ravim ba, v'nefesham, that these are just, it's some flour and water, you quickly mix it up. He used to put it in a hole in the side of the oven. We don't have this nowadays. It's not, because here it's just the way you make it is not a proper, it's not, you didn't really mix it. You have flour, you put flour in a cup, let's say, put a little bit of water in, mix it for a second, and then you bake it. It's not really a proper dough, b'chalal, not even a blilas araka. It's not even a biscuit. And we don't do this nowadays, but it's something I guess people who are traveling, people will do just to make something. Right. You put it on top of the pan or something. It doesn't have Taras Lechem Klal. It's just like some sort of pancake or some sort of whatever. That's the thing with pancakes. It's good pancakes is like, to also like Tarisa. So there'll always be Mizonos if it's thin enough that it spreads out. Losaraka could be, it's pourable. But if it's so thin that you put it on and it just spreads out in a second, so that's like this. You have 50 pancakes. It's not, you know, I wouldn't have to make what's it called? The other way it could be is talking. Like I said, it's a pourable batter, but it's much thicker. Cake batter depends on the cake, but it could be much thicker. It's just not below sa'ava. It's sort of in the middle. But if it's so thin that it spreads out, then that's already always mezonos. Nama the hindika. We don't have kutach, was like a fermented milk or something like that. They used to put bread in. They used to just let it dry out in the sun. That's not the way you do bread. We don't do bread by roasting it or anything like that. Pashtida, a nafe betonur, v'basa uvedogim. Pashtita is like a pie, some sort of pie, or as a, that you fill with basar and dogim, or begvina or cheese. Varachav amoitzi birchas hamazon. That's not pasul bekisnin. You make amoitzi birchas hamazon. I'll go v'dachu shafol b'ton or below mashke. That's only if you baked it. Aval imafol b'vachvas mashke. Ein l'varachalav ein la'ochel raktocha sudak l'shul yisbar. Because you get into shaylos now. Something like, yeah, it would be something like a quiche, that a pie, a quiche, or at least talk about they say that the Tosfos brings down, they used to put for hamantash, and they used to like fold, take, you know, bread and fold it up with like stuff inside or whatever for Purim, for the Suda, make like a big like triangle or something like that. They used to fold it up, and that's what Tosfos talks about, that's a pashtida. Now the, there is a machlekes between Taz Magen Avraham, other achronim about really do we pass it like this or not, and that is it totally on when the pashti we're talking about, is a mechaber talking about that you were kovei suda or you weren't kovei suda, meaning. Either the pshat is it's like pasul b'kisnin, and then the chaver is only talking about your kovei suda, and that's why you make hamotzi, or no, every pashtida you make hamotzi. So chogus taz magen avram, it's roi lahachmir. I mean, if you have, unless the dough itself is kneaded with a lot of stuff, the dough itself tastes different. Now that's when you get, this is beginning to shilos of. A filo dough, malawa, things like that. Or even, so this is where it gets into the shayla of the pizza here. and now, the, you know, the question with pizza here, they hear a lot of times they go ahead and they make the dough mazonos because they go ahead and they, at least supposedly they put, I saw them make it once, they put milk and oil, and then they put one third milk, one third oil, and one third water. At least I saw a place do that. I can't say every place does it. So then, already you have a dough which is not, which could be, is, would be considered, now only if it's nirgash, if you can taste the dough, it tastes different than regular bread. It's fluffier, it's just, I don't know. So then the dough itself is mazonos. In America, they make a proper yeast dough, you know, for pizza. So that's the whole shaila about snacks and not snacking kovei suda. Listen, you have one sheet of which tells you always make hamotzi on pashtida no matter what, whether you're kovei suda or not. And so it doesn't make a difference. You'd have a pizza, you'd have to, according to one shita, you'd have to wash no matter what. Some say, so it's a machoikis. So some say it's only if you kovei suda. So then you get into the shadow, you kovei suda on pizza or not. So that's why it's a strong atiyah to say, you know, make hamotzi on pizza, because if it's a tzad, you can be kovei suda, already you have one shita that holds you make hamotzi, one shita holds you make hamotzi also. If your das is the kovei suda, if it's mamish made to be a snack, so that already, is that, could be, it's not a pashtida, it's something else. But that's, this is where all the, you know, these are all the shailas come in about a knish, for example, the dough is hard. That's not bread. So a knish wouldn't be, you wouldn't make a, or phyllo or any of these things. You would only make a mazonos on these things. Focaccia's bread, the caron, yeah. I know. Some kupshits. My son was in the yeshiva in Tana there. He held the old berekas, the big berekas. You should maybe even wash on, because it could be just the way they were baked in yeshiva, but they weren't like crispy. They were just, they, you know, they were just, they filled with potato or whatever it is, and they'd be like a dough. It'd be very doughy. They're like the big ones. It'd be like a pashtida. So he held you make a mazonos. You know, that's not the minik, but he, that's you know, akedikah. That's what he held. That's what he holds. But that's right. That's the difference between pashtida and not. And you know, obviously, you know, if you want to wash, is, you know, you can wash a chachil. You can wash and make hamotzi on it. And there's no issue. Person, you know, you want to have a snack and whatever. That's because you get into machlokes. You know, for my kids, I'm not so makbid on it. I mean, I have to teach them, but sometimes, you know, you're out in the car, and, you know, it's complicated. So they have who to rely on, or, you know, but unless you have a, you know, a nutter or something like that.
The base of a pizza is a very different story to a base of a quiche. it's not bread like the dough of a quiche.
Right, a quiche is different. Quiche is like a pie, is a pie crust. Pie crust you would make bezonos on. Pizza is.
So that's not what this
loss. No, it's not. It's an actual bread. It's an actual bread. It's an actual.
Yeah,
that's bread. That's bread with pieces in it. Yeah, that's something else. All right, just we'll drop more. Kol dama shemivin lifnei ha'adam sheyesh lo reach. Someone brings us good smelling food or whatever, and someone wants it. Miyad. That if it's a shamish, a guy is serving the food and he's like, and his mouth is watering, whatever, you got to give it to him right away because they say it's sakana. They say that even the spit he gets up in his mouth is dangerous if he doesn't, you know, he has to mazik and whatever. Something a person has a taiva for, suddenly, like, whatever, yes, person has to be careful. If someone's serving the food, you know, you have to, I guess, who are din, the person shouldn't, you know, we'll see. But, Abinus Chasidus, Litin lo miyad, bekol min vamin, every piece. Lo yitin lo, kol zman shakos biyad, but don't give it to him when you're carrying a big platter of food, or biyad bal bayis, that was a shamish. But that's only for a shamish who's serving food. About la acher, Waiter. Meltzar, as I say here, that's la'acher shebesuda mutalite v'chi ha'gavna. You can go ahead and you can give it. That a person, you're serving food. You have to be careful that you know you're not allowed to have. Kids also. Sorry, you can't have the cake. You have to, you know, getting punished. If it smells very good and whatever, you have to choshish for this. Shulchan Aruch think of a different punishment. I don't know because it could be it's mazik. But also you didn't know possible. You dare should not tell the other. But the shamish, you can't give him pas unless you know he's washing. Otherwise, it's lifneiver. If you put it down on the table, he takes it fine. But here you have to give it to them, so you have an issue. So akupanim, just you know whatever. Like you know, I know all the kids like you know in school they have a treat. You know they have a Doritos. Oh look what I have. Whatever. You should try to chanuch your kids to be careful about these things. Okay, let's see.